KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky, 84 degrees. We look for a slight chance of showers or thunderstorms this morning. Otherwise, continued mostly cloudy today with a high of 84 and winds north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news this hour, police in Creston report 44-year-old Jennifer White of Creston was arrested Wednesday afternoon for first offense domestic abuse assault. White was being held in the Adams County Jail pending a bond hearing. And Tuesday evening, 28-year-old Spencer Leitzel of Greenfield was arrested at Adams and Spruce on a Clark County warrant for failure to appear in court on the original charge of possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, second offense. Leitzel was turned over to Clark County deputies. The president of the Iowa Student Loan says college students and parents should be planning right now on how they are going to pay for college in the fall. Steve McCullough says start by looking for sources of money that aren't in loans.
First of all, take any scholarships or grants that the college can get for you, because you don't have to repay those. If you still don't have enough money after that, then students should go ahead and borrow on their own through the Federal Direct Loan Program for students, because those are lowest cost loans.
He says loans should be your last choice.
Before they look at any loans, you know, they should look to see if they've got savings available that they could use, or even current income that they could use to avoid borrowing. You know, Iowa Student Loan, we're a nonprofit, and part of our mission is to help people borrow as little as possible. So we have some really good tools on our website that talk to people about their alternatives.
McCullough says some people will end up having to take out loans. He says the cost of borrowing for parents has recently gone up.
The PLUS loan, the Federal Direct PLUS loan, interest rates have gone up to 7.6% fixed. They have a whopping upfront fee of 4.26%. So that's relatively high, and higher than people would expect for a federal loan.
And he says his organization offers a lower rate.
Our rates are currently 6.3% with no upfront fee if people start paying immediately, and 7.22% if they elect a deferred payment until their students graduate. So it's a unique circumstance where the state-based program is actually less expensive than the federal program.
And you can find out more at www.iowastudentloan.org. An Iowa school district is hiring more security personnel after receiving special permission to spend $1.1 million beyond state spending limits. The Davenport Community School District received approval Tuesday from the School Budget Review Committee, or SBRC, to hire 18 unarmed security supervisors, even as the district works to cut spending in other areas. Superintendent Art Tate said the personnel costs will be covered by grants or other funding in future years. Davenport's plan comes as schools across the state are working to comply with a new law requiring security plans developed in coordination with law enforcement and emergency management officials. Iowa Department of Education Director Ryan Weiss said, "Iowa schools are safer than they were 5 years ago, but more can be done. Schools must have plans finalized by June 30th of next year." Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has issued a disaster proclamation for Franklin County in north central Iowa. The proclamation issued Tuesday is in response to flooding and severe weather that began in mid-June. The proclamation allows state resources to be used to aid in recovery efforts. It also activates the Iowa Individual Assistance Program for qualifying residents to provide grants of up to $5,000 for households with incomes above to 200% of the federal poverty level. The money can be used for such things as home and car repairs, temporary housing expenses, or replacement of clothing or food. Disaster case management is also being activated for Franklin County and offers case manager workers a chance to work with clients to create a disaster recovery plan and provide guidance, advice, and referral to obtain a service or a resource. In other news, Iowa's first female governor seeks election to a full term as governor, and she's calling on women to be disruptive voices in the workplace. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Kim Reynolds has been the chief executive of the state of Iowa for 406 days, ever since Terry Branstad resigned to become U.S. ambassador to China. Last week, Reynolds told a gathering of women bankers in West Des Moines this is a time of transformation for women.
Iowa needs women who share their intellect and their creativity to drive diversity of thought in the workplace, and women with transformational attitudes and disruptive voices that aren't afraid to confront the status quo.
Go to RadioIowa.com to listen to the governor's entire speech about female empowerment, including her story of when the host of a National Governors Association event assumed it was her husband who was Iowa's governor. I'm O.K. Henderson.
A Webster County jury has convicted a Fort Dodge man in connection with the 2017 shooting death of another man. Jurors on Tuesday convicted 28-year-old Levi Gibbs III of second-degree murder in the death of 32-year-old Shane Wessels of Fort Dodge. Gibbs had been charged with first-degree murder, but jurors opted for the lesser charge. Gibbs was convicted of shooting Wessels on a street corner on September 3rd of 2017. Both sides agreed that Gibbs shot Wessels, but the defense argued that Gibbs did so amid a fight in which his sister was injured. Sentencing was set for July 27th. The Iowa Department of Public Safety has fired a state trooper who was on paid leave for 10 months. The department told the Associated Press that Trooper Wade Karp was terminated Tuesday for violating unspecified rules governing employee conduct. The move comes 1 week after the AP reported that Karp had been on paid leave since September 5, 2017 and had collected about $50,000 in salary since then. The department has refused to explain the lengthy leave and claimed Tuesday that all their information about the termination would be kept secret. The AP is protesting that position, however, noting that Iowa law requires state and local government agencies to release the documented reasons and rationale for terminating or demoting public employees. Karp had been with the Iowa State Patrol since 2008. An El Nino watch is being issued by the Climate Prediction Center as conditions become favorable for the development of another round of Pacific Ocean warming. Meteorologist Dennis Toddy, director of the USDA's Midwest Climate Hub based in Ames, says we'll likely feel the impact in a few months.
We could see an El Nino occur probably into the fall is what I would guess we're looking at this point, because there is a fairly decent pool of warm water in the subsurface in the equatorial Pacific. When you start seeing that, and the computer models and different things all line up and say, yeah, we're probably headed that way.
Farmers across Iowa will need to take particular note as the weather pattern often shifts the region's climate. Toddy says the impacts of the developing El Nino will be felt later this year into early next year.
We have an increased chance of being warmer during the wintertime with El Nino. You know, the storm track, you know, moves up a little bit further north. Maybe you have some more mixed precipitation types of storms with the warmer temperatures than overall snowfalls.
Toddy says they're also watching the current warming trend across the northern plains.
Even if you've got decent soil moisture, warmer temperatures start to extract more water from the soil because of higher atmospheric demand. And we're getting to that time of year where corn's starting to use more water anyway. So that's of our more immediate concern. And then it obviously becomes how much more precipitation we're going to be able to get. And that's been a really tough call so far this year.
Toddy says La Nina, or the cooling of the ocean, ended last year, and we've been in a neutral phase since then. Finally, in state news, cities across the country want to make greater use of their urban waterways for recreation. But there's a problem. Much of the water is so polluted with manure that it may not be safe. In Iowa, for instance, people are often reluctant to dip their hands into the Des Moines River, let alone swim in it. Most U.S. rivers are far cleaner than in decades past, but many still carry farm runoff and city sewage. That brings nitrates, ammonia, and E. coli bacteria. In Des Moines, officials are promoting an ambitious $117 million plan to attract kayakers. Rick Tollickson is a developer who is leading the push. He said pollution concerns are overblown and that the proposed whitewater course will help to attract younger people to the metro. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.